USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Austria's chancellor met last week with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the first meeting between a European leader and Putin since the invasion of Ukraine. Carl Nehammer says he visited the Ukrainian town of Bucha before his trip to Moscow and confronted Putin about the accusations of war crimes against his troops. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that Putin said he would cooperate with an investigation.
He told me that he will cooperate with an international investigation on the one hand, and on the other hand, he told me that he doesn't trust the Western world. So this will be the problem now in the future.
And police in Columbia, South Carolina have arrested a suspect in a mall shooting that injured 14 people. Nine victims aged 15 to 73 were hospitalized with gunshot wounds after shots rang out at the Columbiana Center Saturday afternoon. Police later announced they had a 22-year-old male suspect in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The state of Florida has rejected a number of math textbooks for use in its public schools next year. Kenneth Burns explains from the USA Radio News New York Bureau.
The Florida Department of Education said that the state rejected 54 math textbooks out of 132 that were submitted. 28 of the books were rejected because, quote, they incorporate prohibited topics or unsolicited strategies, including critical race theory. Among the other reasons why the math books were rejected, the inclusion of social-emotional learning and Common Core. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis praised the department's actions, while Democrats slammed them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
And Pope Francis celebrated Easter Mass Sunday morning in front of a crowd of thousands in St. Peter's Square. It was the first time since 2019 that the pontiff has been able to celebrate the Easter holiday in the square because of the coronavirus pandemic. In his annual Easter blessing, he made a plea for peace in Ukraine, denouncing the, quote, flexing of muscles while people are suffering. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The European Union announced Sunday that it has pledged more humanitarian aid to help those fleeing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The funding package includes more than $48 million for projects inside Ukraine and another $5 million to go to neighboring Moldova. An estimated 7 million people have been displaced since the beginning of the war, with nearly 5 million leaving the country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the mass displacement and civilian casualties have weighed heavily on him. He tells CNN that seeing the suffering in his country shows the need for the conflict to come to a quick end.
I can't watch it as a father, only because all you want after this is revenge and to kill. I have to watch it as the president of the state, where a lot of people have died and lost their loved ones. And there are millions of people who want to live. All of us want to fight, but we all have to do our best for this war not to be endless. The longer it is, the more we would lose.
And Tunisia's defense ministry says it will work with other Mediterranean countries to try to limit the environmental damage from the sinking of a diesel fuel tanker in its waters. The ship carrying 750 tons of fuel sank Saturday morning in Tunisia's Gulf of Gabes, prompting an effort to try to contain any possible fuel spill. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.